From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Jamie Hobbs. 16 years ago, Ryan Wiley's first documentary screened at Ragtag Cinema. It's screening there again tonight at 6 for free with one special guest. The Columbia Missourian reports Joseph Amrine, who was sentenced to death and then released 17 years later, will attend a screening at Ragtag of Unreasonable Doubt, the Joe Amrine case. It's a 50-minute documentary, and the producers are John McHale, Dan Huck, and Ryan Wiley, who graduated from MU in 2001. After the screening, Amrine and Wiley will attend a discussion where Amrine will talk about his story and a discussion on the death penalty will take place. Wiley said the film is about humanity, that is, understanding others, including someone sentenced to death. Cattle farmers across Missouri are facing conditions that allow for heightened fescue foot, a condition that can impact cow herds. KBIA's Anna Siriani reports.
Fescue foot develops after cattle ingest a type of grass that is poisoned after a drought. It can immobilize cows and cause hoof loss. MU Extension specialist Craig Roberts says fescue foot can devastate farmers and might hit Missouri hard this year.
Sometimes a farm can lose 20% of its animals. We had that happen last year and the year before. Once it hits you, it can hit pretty hard.
Roberts says the only solution is completely replanting grass, which can be expensive. Anna Siriani, KBIA News.
Jefferson City Public Schools is finalizing plans and moving on with renovations of the current high school and creation of its new high school. In 2017, voters in Jeff City chose to raise taxes to fund the renovations and the new high school. Jason Hoffman is the Chief Financial Officer and Chief Operation Officer for Jefferson City Public Schools. He says Jefferson City High School was overflowing with students and severely out of date.
Our voters agreed that we want to have two state-of-the-art buildings. So at the end of this construction, that's exactly what we're going to have. Jefferson City High School will be completely remodeled and will be just as good as what we're going to have at Capital City High School.
The renovations on Jefferson City High School are scheduled to be completed in January 2020. And Capital City High School is scheduled to be fully completed in December of 2019. The overall cost is estimated to be $40 million. Jackson County Prosecutor Jean Peters Baker says her office will not prosecute most marijuana possession cases. Voters last week overwhelmingly approved amending the Missouri Constitution to allow medical marijuana. Peters said Tuesday voters spoke loudly on the issues, noting 3 out of 4 Jackson County residents approved the measure. She says the office has also noted changing attitudes toward marijuana from juries. The Kansas City Star reports the exceptions will include selling or distributing marijuana without proper authority and possession of items associated with illegal sales, such as individual packaged bags of the drug. Another exception would be when large amounts of cash or firearms are found in conjunction with drug cases. The office also will prosecute cases involving drugged driving or when marijuana results in a child being harmed. I'm Jamie Hobbs, KBIA News, Columbia.